You are listening to Sci-Fi Party Line. This show may contain spoilers and strong language.
Guys, welcome to the Sci-Fi Party Line. I have Melissa from thetelevixen.com here. We're going to talk some TV, as usual. That's what we do, science fiction TV. So introduce yourself a little bit. Tell us about you, your website, you know. How do you love TV?
I adore TV. I actually fell out of love with TV for a while.
Uh-oh.
And fell back in love with it about 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm.
And never watched sci-fi or fantasy up until maybe 5 years ago.
Okay.
And then fell in love with it. It kind of started with, well, I know Lost kind of is sci-fi, but kind of isn't.
Yes.
Kind of started with Lost, and then very quickly after that, Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that's what sucked me in.
Oh, well. Battlestar, I have my, complaints about it, but, you know, I love some of it. What else?
Yeah.
What else are you watching?
Right now, a lot of the shows I've been watching kind of wrapped up. I was really, really into Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Really?
And thought it was just like a really good slow build. I kind of like the slow build.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this season was just fantastic in the way it ended. And I just, it left me wanting more.
Yeah, I thought that by the first season, the way it went, how slow it was, they would have talked about canceling it then. But now,
yeah,
we're getting all of these threats of cancellation after, what is this, the third season of it?
This was the second.
This is the second. Oh, I don't, it
yeah.
felt like three seasons. I don't know why.
But there's been so many breaks in between.
Yeah.
There's none of this. I miss the days where a season went from, you know, 1 month to, you know, like you knew a set start date, you knew a start end date. There were no huge breaks in between.
Yeah.
So one season usually feels like two seasons, sometimes three seasons now.
Well, they can get away with it, which is why they do it. And
yeah.
I do agree, because I can't ever tell what's going on. I mean, that was really bad. It's really bad on, like, maybe the Sci-Fi Channel, because how they broke up Battlestar Galactica, which was torture, let me tell you.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Lost, how they broke up Lost. I think it has something to do, like, with the writer's strike as well.
Yeah, that put a big wrench in things. It also has to do with ratings and the almighty advertising dollar.
Yeah, gotta deal with that.
Unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, you got Dollhouse you're watching.
I love Dollhouse.
All of it, just, I mean, you don't have any complaints, any...
You know, the one complaint I had is that Sierra's odd looking.
She is, isn't she? I look at her and I'm like, what? I don't...
And I figured it out.
What is it?
The episode a week ago Friday when she was wearing the black wig.
Yes, I totally, I know what you're going to say.
Huge improvement.
Yes,
light
the blonde.
Light hair does not suit her, and that's what makes her look funny.
That
the second
is totally
she had
it.
Dark hair, she was gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, I think that's the main thing that bothered me about it.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm kind of intrigued by it all. I like the whole idea of having, you know, these operatives that you wipe their memories, or do you? You know, I kind of like that whole them becoming self-aware to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
And just how ruthless the people that run the Dollhouse are.
I like what they're doing. It's just that they make these girls have sex with these clients, and that bothers me a little bit. But
yeah.
I mean, I've said that like several hundred times. But
And I know a lot of people were unhappy with the marketing campaign they had for that in Terminator.
Yeah.
You know, making it the kick butt girls of Friday night.
Well, no, they're making it the sultry half naked kick butt girls.
That too. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't really care about that. I mean, because you got to get people to watch. And if you have a naked Eliza Dushku laying across the string, screen with her, you know, lips pursed.
If it brings in a few extra viewers, that's just enough to keep it on air. I say get on the next ad.
Yeah. So it's like, woman, if you want to keep it on the air, get butt naked.
Yep, sex sells. Unfortunately, even in sci-fi, sex sells.
Yeah, even more so, I guess. But
yeah,
Maybe, maybe not. So, you said you're watching Heroes.
I have been watching Heroes. I have to admit, I loved season one.
Yes.
But I loved season one more when I watched it after it concluded, rewatched it on DVD.
Really?
It's the kind of show that when there are breaks in between, it loses me. I mean, I still watch, but I'm not as into it. And then the second season and this season, they haven't really... I don't know, I'm not that impressed, but I keep watching hoping it'll get better again.
Yeah, I have that. How many seasons is Heroes? About four?
This is the third.
I'm always a year ahead with the seasons, I don't know. This particular season, I watched the premiere, and I got bored, and I quit watching. I broke up with the show. I don't know what it is, I just can't get into it anymore.
I think the past two episodes were a bit of a turning point. And it's starting to intrigue me again.
Okay, sorry about that.
They've kind of gone back into past events, and you know, it kind of the whole theme of all of this has happened before, and all of this will happen again.
Wait, we're talking about Heroes, right? Not Lost.
I know.
Really?
The same theme kind of happening. That what's going on right now in this season of Heroes. With, you know, government intervention and trying to isolate these people that have abilities and are different, happened before.
Okay, catch me up to speed because I haven't been watching.
Okay.
What about Siler? What is this whole father thing? Because I saw when he found the little brother, and then after that, I don't even know what happened. What happened?
That was a huge disappointment. It wasn't a younger brother. It was, you might want to say, a younger stepbrother. Someone that his father... kind of hooked up with, and this was kind of somewhat of a father figure to this child. Well, once the child, you know, was no longer useful, Siler just dumped him at the side of the road. He didn't kill him, but I was waiting and waiting and waiting for them to finally show the confrontation between him and his dad, especially because of who his dad is.
Who is his dad?
John Glover, that's Lex Luthor on Smallville.
Oh. I knew that on some level. What, so does he have a power? What's the deal with
him? He does have a power, but he's also blind. Mm. So it was very anticlimactic, and nothing really happened, and all that really came out of it was Siler learned how to stuff animals doing taxidermy. As an adult, when he finally met his father. And it was uneventful. He did kind of... It's what happened after that was a bit better when he realizes what he's...
I'm glad I'm not watching.
Yeah. But what's happened, you know, I'm kind of thinking of the past, say, two or three episodes as completely separate from the rest of this season. Because they've kind of started this new storyline where Angela Petrelli is kind of a key character and discovering when she was a child... Her family was sent to what is essentially almost like an internment camp because she had abilities. And it's in the middle of the desert in the western U.S., maybe like in Arizona or Nevada or somewhere like that.
Okay.
And that is where she met Linderman and Charles DeVoe and where the company formed when they were children to try and combat what they were trying to do to them when they were kids and try to stop that from ever happening again, which eventually led to an extermination. And that's been kind of intriguing, but, you know, I don't know if I'll continue watching after this season. I'm kind of going to see this one through, and depending on how it ends, I might consider watching the next season, or I might just wait till it's all over and watch it on DVD.
Yeah, because you didn't say anything that impressed me.
Like I said, I'm kind of intrigued by this new storyline, like going back to the past and showing, okay, this is how Angela became who she was. This is how the company formed. And just kind of learning that Angela has a sister. And her sister also had abilities, but they didn't know when they sent them to this camp. And her sister has very destructive abilities.
Who's her sister?
Just
some new chick or what?
It's someone new. I can't remember her name. But she can control the weather.
Oh, Storm. Look at that.
Yeah, kind of like Storm. So it's a neat little twist, and like I said, I'm gonna see this season through and then just see where it goes.
You think this one is gonna get canceled? Because I know they've been changing writers, and oh really?
It's already been confirmed for a fourth season.
Oh, the torture does not end.
Yeah, because I still think it still brings in fairly decent ratings for NBC.
I guess so.
So yeah. Unfortunately, it's not always the quality that counts when people are thinking.
I don't get that. Because we have tons of shows. Because, like, right now is the time where we find out what's getting canceled, what's getting renewed.
Yeah,
and a lot of things are getting the axe because we don't know about Dollhouse. We don't know about Sarah Connor. What about Knight Rider? Have you watched that at all?
I did not watch it at all. Yeah. I didn't like the original one. So, I wasn't going to watch the new one. It just seemed a little too hokey for me.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's going to fault you for that.
Yeah. And, you know, if people had have come to me and said, oh my god, forget about what your previous, you know, perceptions of Knight Rider, give it a try. If enough people had told me you need to give it a chance, I would have given it a chance.
There's no one saying that.
Everyone told me this is crud, avoid it at all costs. So I did. Yeah. I seem to think the people that are doing some sci-fi right lately is the BBC.
Yes, I have to agree with you 100%.
I'm still catching up on Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. I've watched the first two series of Doctor Who.
Okay.
But I made the mistake and watched Torchwood first.
Oh.
So I'm completely up to date on Torchwood. Didn't know that Torchwood was a spinoff of Doctor Who.
What?
Until after I watched it. And I was watching a few episodes and they're referencing the Doctor and I'm like, wait a second,
Doctor
does this have
Who?
Something to Yeah, so I'm like, okay, I guess I shouldn't have watched those, but, you know, it's kind of neat. I'm going back and watching Doctor Who, and every time they mention Torchwood, it's like, woohoo!
That is so weird.
Yeah, but I adore Torchwood.
Really? Oh, man. Don't get me started about how it depresses me. I can't. After Owen kind of died, he died but came back and his limbs were falling off. I just was like, right there, I couldn't do it anymore. So I don't know what's happening. I mean, is he still dying but living?
Oh, no. You haven't seen the Series 2 finale.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, good God. It was fantastic and sad and tragic. And apparently the cast really didn't know it was going to happen until shortly before they started filming.
What was going to happen?
Tosh and Owen are gone.
Oh.
Yes. They saved the world, but they're dead. Owen's dead now.
Oh, wow.
And Tosh is gone, too.
I had problems with her character. I could never get into her because she was always a little too whiny for me.
I really warmed up to her in the second series. I did not like her in the first series whatsoever.
Yeah.
And in the second one, I really warmed up to her. Mm. So it was kind of sad, you know, I finally just started to like her and they killed her.
Well, what happened? How did they say they just had to save the world again? It was just one of those things.
Yeah, it was like a huge rift issue and the only person that they really could put in there because he was already dead was Owen. And oh gosh, it's been about a year since I watched it, so I can't remember the exact details, but they kind of know when they're going to die. They know that this is it, it's going to happen, and like there's no getting out of it. There's, you know, no magic to bring them out, and the cast didn't know about it until just before they filmed.
Oh, that is
so like the emotion in it is really, really intense.
Yeah, I was crying every week. That's why I was like, I can't do this every week with Torchwood with all this crying. Because my goodness. So did they replace them at all?
Not yet. What's
well,
going
is it
to
third,
happen?
Is it the third season yet?
It will be over the summer, but it's only going to be 5 episodes.
What is that? Why?
Well, this is actually a good thing for them. They were not on BBC One. And they have been promoted to BBC One because they were so wildly successful.
Okay.
So this 5-episode season 3 is going to be the reintroduction onto BBC One. And then I guess after that, season 4 will be next year. And there may be some new characters in there. There was a rumor that originally Martha from...
That would be awesome.
She was supposed to, and they had it all planned out, and they had to rewrite things because she took the role on the British Law and Order.
Yeah, I heard about the British Law and Order,
yeah.
I think, yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
Didn't know they were doing a Law and Order. That's
yeah.
pretty awesome.
And it's apparently pretty pretty decent. It's her and Jamie Bamber from
what?
Battlestar Galactica.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. So we got Jamie Bamber playing a lawyer.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's a stretch.
I love him as a lawyer. I love Lawyer Lee.
Oh God, I did not. Well, I think Lawyer Lee was a little better than Pilot Lee because Pilot
yeah.
Lee got on my damn nerves all the time. Ugh.
Yeah,
but he's so whiny. Can you tell I don't like whiny people? And I think I'm a whiny person myself.
Between him and Starbuck, Starbuck was definitely the man.
She did wear the pants.
She totally wore the pants. She was the more assertive, you know, the more... She was the man. Like, the power dynamic and everything.
That is
but,
so true.
Yeah, but... yeah, so originally they were supposed to... they had written this whole third season around, you know, Martha being part of Torchwood and then had to scrap it all. She kind of left them high and dry, and I've heard there was some bad blood.
Oh.
But they've kind of overcome it a bit because she's going to be returning for one of David Tennant's last episodes.
Oh, okay, good. I was wondering about that.
They're
well,
bringing
think,
all
I
of
think,
them back.
I think, what?
Even
really?
Billy Piper's coming back.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, I love Billy.
Wow.
I see. That was
no, I don't like her, but I miss her, so I don't...
You know what? I couldn't stand her at first on Doctor
right.
Who, and by the end of it, it was
I
like... She was like... An old friend.
Yes.
And I didn't want to see her go.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. I totally agree with that. But great. I am so happy to hear that she's coming back and Martha's coming back and Donna's, of course, going to have to come back.
Yeah.
Did you
I
like
think...
Donna at all?
Sorry? I haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a little bit of a spoiler then.
Oh, no, don't worry about
sorry
it.
About it.
I've kind of heard about different things. I share an office.
Where
at
are
work
you
with
in?
Sorry?
Where are you in Doctor Who?
I've watched the first 2 seasons.
What's the end of the second season? What happens?
The end of the second season is when Rose dies or goes to the
oh, okay.
mansion with her mom and dad.
Oh, man, I cried.
Yes.
Oh.
I totally cried. That was
I remember
fantastic.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. So that, well, I don't know. I think we didn't get enough Martha. You know, with Doctor Who, I think they could have went on some more adventures with her. And if I was her, I'd be a little pissed off because she kind of got replaced, you know? Because she was the new companion, and
yeah.
I thought she was just going to be the new companion for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have to go the Martha in Love route just so she'd leave or anything, but I thought she was, you know, not on there long enough. Maybe she got pissed and said, screw it, I'm going to Law and Order, and so...
Yeah, well, she had already left Who when they were considering her for Torchwood. And
mm-hmm.
then when they had everything in place for Torchwood, then she left.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure of, like, the backstory
yeah.
of what happened. I should look into that.
Yeah, I would promise that I will look into it, but I won't. Okay, well, what about, let's see, what else are you watching? 24.
I was so disappointed by the last season. It was one of the biggest disappointments of my life,
the one that's currently on right
now.
The one previous.
I'm enjoying.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The one that was on pre-writer's strike, I hated it. I really, really hated that one.
I stopped watching after David Palmer got killed.
Yes.
I couldn't really...
Yeah.
After that, it was just like... Mwah.
And, you know, making Cal Penn a terrorist, and it was just so... It was so cliche. It was like they took everything they could from the previous seasons and just did a mishmash, put it in a blender, and it was terrible. I watched it just to see it through, and then when it was over, I own every season of 24 except that
baby. What, you know what I really pumped me up for this new season was the movie, the made-for-TV movie
yes.
that he did in, what was that, Africa, or was that...
Yeah, it was a fictional African country called Sangala.
Right.
Yeah.
So that one was really good, and it really pulled me back in.
Yeah.
And I watched the first episode of this current season, and I just couldn't do it. I think, maybe I watched two because I wanted to see what was going on with Tony, but then I just got totally disinterested.
Oh, it has been great. We're talking the same caliber, not necessarily season one or two, but I'd put it on par with, like, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
I need season one. I need season two. Those were the seasons for me.
Yeah. This one's good. It's a different regime in government, so it's kind of neat. Female president, you know, she's the leader, but she's still trying to maintain some semblance of her ethics.
She's too Captain Janeway for me. Did you ever watch Voyager, Star Trek Voyager?
No, but I've heard about it.
Yeah.
I know the name. I've heard a lot of people refer to her.
Yeah, she's so Captain Janeway.
I like what's kind of happened, and the whole, you know, is it really, you know, this other country that's responsible for all these troubles, or, you know, is it the money in the U.S. that's behind it all? I like the whole conspiracy stuff. And there's been a lot of conspiracy and, you know, trouble from within, but trying to hide behind, you know, foreign country that's causing trouble.
Yeah.
And Tony's been awesome.
So, yeah, but
I miss Tony.
I do miss Tony, but he was a terrorist, and now he's not a terrorist because of something or another. I'm not going to watch. You can spoil
me. But in last week's episode, we discovered that he is bad.
Oh, God. So
yes.
He's bad, then he's good, but he's really bad. But I bet you he's really, really good.
He's bad. I don't think there's any redeeming him now.
Did he kill somebody?
Oh, yes, he did.
Somebody important? Who? Tell me.
He killed the head FBI guy this season. Oh, gosh, his name has totally escaped me.
Don't worry about it. So was the head FBI guy bad?
No. He wasn't.
Do we know? Maybe he was bad and only Tony knew, and so this is why you think Tony's bad.
No, Tony's bad.
I just want Tony.
No, Tony's got a canister of biological weapon.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is bad.
Yeah, he's bad. So, unless, you know, next week he's good again, but at this moment, he's bad. Just when everyone was ready to forgive him. And they were about...
Did they show the Cubs mug?
No.
Did he? Oh, man, that's part of the, you know, fun.
So, yeah, 24 has been really good this season. I've enjoyed it, and I don't think we'll ever match the first couple seasons of that show. I don't think they'll ever be able to replicate it, but it's been good. It's been really entertaining, and I like all the twists and turns.
Okay.
And there's been some really cool characters.
Okay.
John Voight is just an evil, evil man. His character...
I don't even know who that is anymore.
It's Angelina Jolie's father. He's Jonas Hodges.
Oh.
Who on the show who's...
I didn't know her father was an actor.
Oh, yes.
Huh.
Yep. Her father was... Movie from the 70s, late 70s, called The Champ. It's him and Rick Schroeder, if that name rings a bell.
Well, Rick Schroeder rings a bell, because I used to watch, what was that, Silver Spoons.
Before Silver Spoons...
the repeats, because we're both too young to watch the original.
Oh, I watched the original.
Speak for yourself, lady.
I've out of it. I'm a child of the 80s. I mean, I was little when I watched it, but I did watch it when it was on.
Yeah.
And it was on before my bedtime, so I was allowed to watch it.
Oh, look at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so cancellations. Again, to bring that up, what do you want to see canceled? What is just so bad that you're just like, kill it, please? It doesn't have to be anything that we've talked about now.
Anything that's not sci-fi or fantasy? No. You know, most of the shows that I would like to see go bye-bye are, you know, like the Desperate Housewives and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
I understand there's an audience for them and people like that kind of stuff. I can't really think of any that I definitely want to say goodbye to. Besides, like, cheesy sitcoms.
I definitely want to say goodbye to Heroes. I want it to be over with.
I'd like them, you know what I'd like to happen with Heroes? I'd like them to come to a mutual end date and build towards something.
I can see that.
Yeah, I think
it
that.
It just keeps going on and on and on, and
yeah.
It's just not any more intriguing at all. And
yeah.
I don't know what they could do to make it interesting for me. I'm not sure why I'm not into it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure.
The shows, there were some shows that were canceled that one show in particular that was canceled that I was absolutely...
What was it?
Devastated about. Eli Stone.
Really?
Which really wasn't, I mean, sci-fi, but it did have a huge aspect of fantasy to it.
Hmm.
And it was just one of those shows. It's a lot like Journeyman, which I
really
loved.
I watched that. I love that, too.
And it's just one of those shows, you know, I don't mind, you know, having something that makes you feel hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that's really fantastical and out there, but at the same time, you know, it's kind of, at the end of it, you're happy you watched it.
Hmm.
And they just keep killing these shows.
Yeah.
Eli Stone was a fantastic show, and it's now they're burying the episodes in the summer.
Aww.
On Saturday nights, the final four episodes.
That's bad.
Yeah, and I never got into Pushing Daisies. I gave it a few tries. It just wasn't for me, but I know a lot of people are quite upset over that.
Yeah, I heard about that, too. I never got
about
into
that cancellation. And that's another one that's being buried in the summer.
Right. Well, I mean, you can always find it, whatever you want to watch it on iTunes or whatever. I just can't, I mean, these pretty good shows, I guess they call them highbrow or something, and that people won't watch them. Of course, I didn't watch it, but it seems like it doesn't matter if I watch a show every week or whatever.
If it
doesn't matter if I personally watch them, because they're going to get canceled if they're going to get canceled, and I can't understand the formula or why, I guess... If an advertiser said, well, okay, I don't want to advertise on this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's not enough people advertise on it, then I guess they cancel it because they can't afford it. But I don't know.
Exactly. And I kind of understand all of that stuff because I work in commercial radio.
Okay.
And I've worked at an advertising agency. Mm-hmm. And even though I don't like it, mm-hmm. I understand where they're coming from. You know, I don't like a show getting canceled because they're only pulling in 3 million viewers a week, which would be a hit on other network, like on a space or something like that, or mm-hmm. sci-fi, sorry. I keep saying space network because that's
get
our
it.
Version.
Yeah,
well, in Canada, it's space network. We don't have sci-fi.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we don't have sci-fi anymore. We have sci-fi, which is...
Yes.
It's they're not sci-fi, make it... it's sci-fi.
Apparently, they're trying to make it more girly.
Shut up. Really? That is where they're going with that?
A little more girly and a little less geeky.
Why didn't they just change the whole name? I would have preferred that. I would have liked that.
Mm-hmm. That probably would have been better for them. I kind of don't get... I don't get... You know, sci-fi, no matter how you spell it.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get that.
Yeah.
You know, because right now, Fox is the sci-fi channel. Well...
Yeah. They've got quite a bit on them.
They had Dollhouse, they have Fringe, they have what is the Sarah Connor Chronicles. So right now
mm-hmm.
Fox is the sci-fi channel.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad, really.
Yeah. I love Fringe. Let me just say.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I mean I had high expectations for Fringe going in because I love Lost so much, and it's J.J. Abrams, and I've always loved Joshua Jackson.
Isn't he? Where is he from? He's from one of those.
He was on Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. Oh.
But when I was a kid, my friends and I used to watch him in The Mighty Ducks.
Ooh. Resume sucks.
But up here in Canada, he's like acting royalty.
Shut up, really?
Because he's Canadian.
Oh, well, it's like tons of Canadians in science fiction. I mean, it's just, yes. That's it, period.
It's because a lot of sci-fi's programs are filmed in Vancouver,
yeah.
So they get a lot of Canadian talent. Actually, a guy I went to high school with was in one of the last episodes of Battlestar Galactica.
Who was he? Just an extra?
He was one of the soldiers when there was the whole mutiny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which one? Just a soldier?
He was just one of them.
Oh,
I think he had one line.
Oh, that's
but
awesome.
Still,
I know, that's pretty awesome.
I went to high school with him, so yeah. It's a little bit of 6 degrees of separation
yeah.
and stuff like that. Somebody knows someone, and yeah.
I'd love to have one line.
I would have liked a walk-on.
I know, just walk on and shoot me and die. Hey,
yep.
Look at me.
Just but, let me be, oh, I don't know, one of Gaius Baltar's acolytes and then kill him.
Wasn't that a mess? Let's just not talk about Battlestar Galactica.
I did that.
God. But, you know, I think, back to Fringe for a second. I think
yeah.
Fox likes Fringe. Because they're doing promotions. They're putting the what is his name? The Watcher. What is he? The Visitor? The Watch? The Seeker?
The Watcher.
Observer.
The Observer.
Yeah. Wow, I went through every TV episode's Watcher. Okay.
The Observer. And the episode, when was it? About the one with the little boy?
Mm-hmm.
That
yes!
was so obviously him.
So is the boy a baby Observer or... Or is
I
it
think
a time
it's tra- him, but just at a different point in time.
I
yeah.
didn't see that. I thought maybe they were a race of observer people.
No, I think they are one and the same. And then I read something on I can't recall exactly which blog it was, but one of the blogs I read that was really a pre-article on that episode saying, you know, we're going to see a mini version of the Observer. And I kind of forgot about it, and then as I was watching it, I'm like, oh, I totally get it now.
Wow.
So I guess he's kind of timeless and can just go wherever. I don't know.
I'd like to know if more about him. And it is
yeah.
good. You know, what it's... I like Fringe because, like with X-Files, because it's kind of an X-Files replacement. I like Fringe because Fringe... It's going to be weird, and you know it's going to be weird. When I first was watching
yeah.
X-Files, I thought it was mainly a government conspiracy show. And when they put the weird crap in there, I was just like, what is this? What's this Monster of the Week? I hate this. But
mm-hmm.
Fringe is all Monster of the Week. They don't pretend to be involved with
yeah.
the government. They're not heavy into files and stuff like that. So I think it has its place, and I think that's it's well-defined, and I kind of like that. And Walter.
Walter. Walter's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think the cast is really good. The one person I did not like Olivia at the beginning.
Yeah, me either.
And part of it was that it just sounded like she was so obviously trying to hide her accent.
Yeah.
And trying to sound American.
Yeah.
All of her dialogue was over exaggerated.
Yeah.
And her dialogue now is a little more natural.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
so,
she does seem a little weird on that, yeah.
Yeah, and it was funny at first because I didn't know anything about the actor going into it,
mm-hmm.
and I thought maybe she almost sounded like, do you know who Franca Potente is?
Uh-uh.
From Run, Lola, Run, Lola, Run, and she was in The Bourne Identity.
Oh!
She's a German actress.
Okay, I can kind of visualize her, yeah.
Yeah, and when she speaks in English, she just has this certain intonation that she uses, like just a certain way she talks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I found that Olivia was speaking at the beginning, and then I found out she's Australian.
Okay.
So she is suppressing, you know, her natural way of speaking, and I guess now she's starting to get used to speaking a little more naturally.
Right.
But that's what bothered me the most about her.
But what is it about science fiction and them putting, like, non-American actors on American shows, and they have to suppress the accent because that was Journeyman, that is Sarah Connor, Bionic Woman, Fringe now, and who Jamie Bamber on. I mean, it's not that I don't want them there. I think they're pretty awesome, but it's just like main character weird. Why bother?
It might be who's interested in taking those type of roles.
Oh.
Quite
never
possibly.
Never thought about that.
Well, yeah.
Anybody wants to be. I mean, there's a lot of starving actors out there. I don't
Although
think they
now
should be
I'm
picking.
Starting to notice that there are a lot more kind of more mainstream American actors that you are starting to see in sci-fi TV, like I've never watched any of the Stargates, but I noticed in the casting for the upcoming upcoming series that Lou Diamond Phillips is one of the leads.
That's a little scary. I think I might prefer a Canadian.
I think it's kind of funny because as a kid I watched La Bamba over and over,
my
and he's
God.
Richie Fallon. And his brother
and
was played by Isai Morales, who is Joseph Adama on Caprica. So
you're
they're
right.
both going to be on the same network.
Well.
Yeah. Speaking of Caprica, I've seen it.
Well, because I'm not going to watch it. I don't want to get caught up. I don't want to be addicted to it.
I liked it.
Seriously?
It was.
Why?
It's completely different from Battlestar Galactica. It's twisted. And
how?
I kind of like that. I can see why this mini, like this prequel movie wasn't going to be shown on network television, because there's a lot of nudity and there's a lot of blood and gore.
Like action, or is it just is it?
It's a lot more on the drama side. Ugh. Yeah, it's not a lot of action. Seeing an like the earliest Cylon was kind of cool. Without giving anything away.
Yeah, we're going to give it away. I'm going to put a slap of spoiler warning on the top of this episode. So there's not really any of the robots, the cool special effects, or the spaceships or anything like that? Or
there is, but it's different. And I mean, this is something that in any of the trailers, it alludes to, you know, the whole virtual reality rage and stuff like that. And younger people having a big role in it, like teenagers.
Yeah, I like that. I like
that. Yeah. And really bright teens. So, I'm intrigued. I'm looking forward to it next year. Not to mention two of my favorite actors are in it. So
Who?
Eric Stoltz.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's been one of my favorites since I was a kid. And Isai Morales, who I really liked. Didn't see him in a lot of stuff for a long time. And then he was in the final episodes of Jericho.
I love Jericho.
So did I.
Oh,
that's another show that it was like,
so disappointing.
There's supposed to be a movie, I think.
Yeah, it's been so long, and I don't know if I want that.
I really enjoyed Jericho.
Oh,
I mean,
nice.
it was you know, out there and all this craziness going on, but at the same time, it had a really, really good element of humanity to it. And
yes.
I liked that. So, so I'm really looking forward to Caprica.
I don't know. I don't like the new way that they're doing science fiction. I guess maybe I'm getting old, but I want to see a spaceship. I want to see a space battle. I don't want to sit there and watch people like act or anything.
Yeah. I guess now that, you know, they're trying to make it a little more relatable, I guess. I don't know. Would that explain it?
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing, and I hate that.
Yeah. Whereas with a Doctor Who, you know, you've got, you know, Lady Cassandra that's just skin, or, you know.
Yeah, you got rubber-suited aliens, you got stuff in space, you got people speaking weird languages, you got just crazy stuff coming. That's what I want to see, because, you know, it's totally out there, it's totally ridiculous, you know, you're never going to see it anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why watch something that you can see every day, like Desperate Housewives? You can see crazy women like that every single day. Why would you want to go home and watch that on TV? It's beyond me.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I guess because I've like I mentioned, I'm still kind of new to the world of sci-fi. I guess I never really knew it any other way.
Okay.
Maybe that's why I'm more receptive to, you know, Caprica and stuff like that. Maybe why I'm a little more into it, because I wasn't kind of raised on the spaceships and the robots and the aliens.
No.
I've tried watching old episodes of Doctor Who, and I just can't do it.
Well, I can't do that either.
Yeah, or like the old Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, I tried on that one too.
Or, you know, like Buck Rogers or any of those shows.
Yeah, I couldn't watch those either. So I don't know where I am. I don't know where I am on that.
I totally get where you're coming from. Who wants to see, you know, like a race of aliens that look exactly human, or a race of robots that look exactly human?
I mean, that is so boring.
Yeah, you don't want to see that on every show.
And
I think that's why Fringe kind of works, because you never know what on Earth is going to show
up. They always have some weird crap on there, and I like it, and they're not afraid to use some CGI with a weird snake going through the city and the sewer. They're just not afraid of that. And the cow, they have a cow that they keep in their laboratory, and they just the science on Fringe is just ridiculous. You just know that they're pulling it all out of their ass, and
yeah,
and it's just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna commit to Caprica, but because after Battlestar Galactica, I said I was done.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Yeah. I think it depended on what I thought of the 2-hour movie, and I enjoyed it at the end.
Okay.
I did enjoy it, and I kind of like where they're going with it, and the whole, you know, the science part of science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, and another thing that I'm a really big fan of, and I think the reason why I loved Battlestar Galactica, and I've said this over and over, I've always been fascinated with the whole concept of one god versus many gods.
Mm.
And I just find that intriguing, and, you know, the whole conflict between cultures that, you know, they've killed each other over it. Like, even in our own history, that's just something that's always fascinated me,
right,
so that's probably why I like it.
What are you looking forward to? What do we have on the plate? Because a lot of things ended.
Yes.
And a lot of things coming. I'm looking forward to Eureka. Have you watched that one?
That's one show I haven't seen yet.
It's pretty good. I would say it's kind of like Fringe, but less. It's a little happier.
Okay.
And not as much mystery, but it's fun.
Yeah, I'm kind of planning on my summer being watching the shows I never watched when they were on. Like The X-Files.
Oh, you haven't? Wow.
I'm on the last 3 episodes of the first season of X-Files.
Oh, you're doing good.
Yeah, and I've got my 2 seasons of Doctor Who to catch up on. I'm really looking forward to the 5-part miniseries of Torchwood in the summer. Whether I'm caught up on Doctor Who at that point or not, I'm watching that.
It's not necessary. Yeah, it's not necessary to...
I find Torchwood operates enough, like, outside of the whole Doctor Who world that, you know, you can... I don't think you need to watch Doctor Who to watch Torchwood. Yes, you might get an additional chuckle here and there. An occasional inside joke. But Torchwood does operate really well on its own. So that's kind of... That'll be my summer highlight. And, you know, just maybe hitting a couple of the cons and checking out the TV channels at some of the cons. There are 2 good ones in Toronto that I go to, and I went to them for the first time last year, and they were fantastic. So.
What are they?
There's Polaris in July, which is in Toronto, and it's a smaller con. It used to be strictly a Star Trek festival.
Okay.
And they've kind of morphed over the years, and one of the main guests this year is going to be Michael Hogan, Colonel Ty. So I'm thrilled. Last year, I got to chat with Gareth David Lloyd from Torchwood there, and it's a more intimate con. And then we have Fan Expo at the end of August, which is a lot larger. It's kind of like, well, it's nowhere near Comic-Con in San Diego, but it's that type of a setup. You know, there's
Weird costumes and...
Yeah, people in costumes and a big video game element and a big comic book element. And then they have sci-fi panels with, you know, actors and writers and that. And last year I went to one with, it was Aaron Douglas and Edward James Olmos.
Ooh, grumpy man.
Oh, let me tell you, I walked out of that room. I did not want the time to end.
Aw.
That man is such a gifted speaker.
Wow, he sees it. It just seems fascinating.
Just like, I want him to adopt me.
Just so like, you don't ever want him to get mad at you and yell at you because, wow, that dude can yell.
What a fantastic panel that was, though. It was just like an hour straight of, you know, insight into what the whole experience was like. It's both of the cons here are good, but for different reasons.
Mm.
Polaris has really strong fan Q&As and really strong press conference aspects, and Fan Expo has the big panel, the big panel aspect going for them. So yeah, that'll be my summer. X-Files, Doctor Who, and some cons.
That's awesome. I don't have my summer plan, so I can't tell you. Maybe just a Eureka and maybe some.
Oh, podcast. And maybe a little Smallville, because I've only seen the first two seasons of Smallville.
Stop watching it. Stop watching it. Save yourself. Save yourself.
Lex Luthor. If it was just Tom Welling, I would have stopped watching it after the first few episodes. But I really like Lex Luthor, so.
I'm warning you, but you're not going to listen. I'm telling you, you're going to email me when that point comes up to where you're going to get pissed off, and I'm going to say, I told you so, Melissa.
Yeah, you probably will, but some people just have to look in the hard way.
Yeah, you gotta go through it yourself to really understand the total suck that is Smallville. But I'm a little harsh too, so.
I had to warm up the first season. It was toward the end of the first season that I was really intrigued, and then the second season I really enjoyed. So I'm hoping at least the next maybe three might be good as well. Like, what's the point where it starts to stink? Six?
I just say Lana Lang. Every time she's on the damn screen, I hate the show. And when you want her to die so bad and they never kill her and stuff like that. So, I enjoy the show. It kind of gives you that little, I have hope and I could do whatever I want to if I, you know, apply myself, happy, warm, fuzzy feeling type of show. But then sometimes they just get into a rut and it gets boring, or they just do something that's totally stupid. But I got to tell you about Smallville, the finales and the premieres are always stellar. Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. And I enjoyed the Descents into Darkness.
Yeah.
I have to say that's what I like most about it. They do dark well.
Yeah. They're not bad with it. But Tom Welling sometimes is just like, he's so doe-eyed and innocent that it's just like, can I slap him?
Is it possible to watch Smallville and, you know, not be all about Superman? Like, I'm not a fan of Tom Welling. He kind of annoys me.
Yeah, he is.
But I like pretty much everyone else on the show.
Yeah, the Luthors are great.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I like Chloe of the time.
Yeah.
I kind of like the darker, you know, when Clark is bad, he's more interesting.
Yeah. He is a great piece of eye candy there, though.
Yeah. I can see that.
Oh, okay. Now I'm going to wrap it up for real. Because we're going to...
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Awesome.
It's been a blast.
Yeah. I just love talking to different people and seeing their perspectives on shows. So give us your website address or Twitter address or whatever you want to do.
You can read me at thetelevixen.com. And Twitter, I'm at thetelevixen.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining me. See you soon.
No problem. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's the show. Thanks for listening. To comment on the show, go to scifipartyline.com or email me at fancyfembot@gmail.com. To leave your thoughts via voicemail, give me a call at 206-203-2289. If you want to join in the next episode or have a show that you want to talk about, just find me under the username of Fancy Fembot on Skype, Twitter, MySpace, or Facebook, or just go to fancyfembot.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes. Again, thanks for listening, and see you at the party next time.